Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm Jace. This episode, I'm going to be playing an interview I did at San Diego Comic-Con with Mark Andraco. He is the writer on the upcoming miniseries from DC Comics, Hawkman and Adam Strange Out of Time. So it's kind of, other than Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, this is kind of the first cosmic title since DC's Rebirth initiative. So we talk a little bit about that. We talk about what makes these characters tick. It's a series that I'm very excited for. Aaron Lopresti art, so you know that's going to be good. And Mark has a pretty good history of writing very well fleshed out, relatable characters. So I hope you enjoy the interview. Real quick, I just want to mention the details as far as the Young Animals giveaway. I got my hands on some Young Animals ash cans at San Diego Comic-Con. That is the new imprint kind of boutique line of books overseen by Gerard Way. So I'm going to be giving away some copies of those. So keep your eye out on Twitter and Facebook for when the Gerard Way interview goes out. I will be asking some trivia questions at the beginning of that episode. And the first four emails I receive with the correct answers are going to be receiving those ash cans. So the questions are just going to be basically questions about things that I talked about on the podcast in the past, so you'll be able to go back and listen to some old episodes, a little trip down memory lane, and find the answers. I have more than four ash cans, and I'll be giving away the rest throughout the rest of this year, probably one at a time. So the other thing I want to mention real fast is we're going to be attending a lot of conventions coming up over the next few months, both Manny and myself and Jaden, Long Beach Comic Con, Phoenix Fan Fest, Stanley's Kamikaze. I believe Mandy's going to be going to Stockton Con as well as Heroes and Villains in San Jose, and possibly the San Francisco Con as well, SF Con. So make sure you're following us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram for all the details. Find out where we are. You can come up and meet us. We always love meeting listeners. So I hope you enjoy the interview. Thanks for the support, everybody, and we'll talk to you next time.
Hi, this is Jace from the Comic Source. I'm here with comic writer Mark Andraco at San Diego Comic-Con. How you doing today, Mark?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, man. Thanks for joining me.
Sure, no problem.
So we're going to talk a little bit about your miniseries that DC announced recently, Adam Strange and Hawkman.
Mm-hmm.
What was the impetus of the series? Did DC want to do a cosmic series? Was it your idea? Did you have an idea and you pitched it to them? How did it come about?
DC reached out to me and asked me if I'd be interested in working on a miniseries with these two characters, and I've always loved Hawkman, and I didn't really have any sort of connection to Adam Strange. I didn't dislike him, but I didn't really have a great familiarity with him, and I went and researched him, and based on what they were looking for, the needs they had editorially, and what I wanted to do, they sort of gelled. And you know, the great thing about writing characters you're not really familiar with is when you do the research, you really find out why people like them. So now I get Adam Strange. I'm like, oh, now I kind of want to do an Adam Strange regular book. He's really interesting. The hook for the book for me that really worked is that he and Hawkman are two sides of the same coin. On Earth, Adam Strange is an archaeologist, but in outer space, he's a superhero. And on Earth, Hawkman's a superhero, but back on Thanagar, he's just another cop. So they are kind of flip sides of each other, and that sort of animosity makes for the best sort of buddy books, their weaknesses are the other's strengths. So
you're enjoying working in kind of the cosmic corner. This is kind of the first, other than Green Lantern, Hal Jordan, the Green Lantern Corps, this is kind of the first real cosmic thing we've seen since the whole Rebirth push. So are you conscious of that, that you want to make sure it's got the legacy feel, that it fits in with the sensibility where DC is at right now?
Well, yes and no. I don't think about that stuff too much. It sounds a little bit Pollyanna-ish, but I try and think of what's the best story that I could tell with these characters, and what information needs to be disseminated, and what's the most creatively interesting way. It dovetails nicely into what's happening with Rebirth, just because it's sort of boiling these characters down to the essence of what makes them popular and timeless, and extrapolating from there. It's not a reboot. It's not a reinvention. It's more of the kind of what Rebirth has done so expertly, taking these characters and the qualities that we all can identify them with, and expanding upon those.
Yeah, because these are a couple characters that maybe aren't as familiar to people, but they've been around for a long time.
They're characters that when people hear the names, they're like, oh, I remember them. which is the best place to be because there's enough of a familiarity that people want to lean in and read about them, but there's not tons of preconceived baggage you have to deal with your audience. It's not writing a Darth Vader story where people all have their own versions of that and their own internal. People have enough of a familiarity that it will make them pick up the book, and hopefully they'll be pleasantly surprised and engaged and invested in these characters.
All right, some of my favorite work of yours in the past, The Female Manhunter. You did some work on Wonder Woman, Batwoman, even Red Sonja. Real strong female characters. So this is kind of a departure from that in that your two main guys are male, but we also have Alana. We also have possibly Hawk Girl.
I don't know. I don't know who said that. I can talk about Alana, but
right,
I don't know.
Talk about Alana.
I don't know. You might be getting information before I'm getting it. No, it's a, you know. Once again, I try not to write characters with the adjective first. I think if you're writing a black character or a female character or a Latino character, we are all characters. Those adjectives should be secondary. You know, when I was writing Manhunter, I said that I wasn't writing a female character. I was writing a character who happened to be a woman. And I think that because the last thing you want to be writing are didactic characters. You don't want to be doing, this is good for you, eat your vegetables. You want to write characters who are honest, and whether it's a man or a woman with all their flaws and foibles and their good traits and their bad traits. Yeah, but it is kind of funny because I've written so many strong female characters that Hawkman is pretty alpha. He's a pretty alpha male, so he is kind of on the other end of the spectrum. So,
well, and I think what you said about character, putting character first rather than whatever adjective, that's how you make them relatable. That's how you make them three-dimensional rather than, you know, kind of the trope.
Yeah, if you define them by the adjective, that's all they're going to be defined by, and that becomes utterly uninteresting.
So you mentioned Alana. She's going to be a big part of the story then.
She's in the book. I'm not giving you any spoilers. I will say, yes, she is part of the book.
Okay.
You can keep fishing, though. This game all day.
Let's change directions. So when the story starts out, Adam Strange is back on Earth. And as you yourself mentioned, when he's out in space, he's the hero. When he's on Earth, he's just kind of a regular guy. That's a role we haven't necessarily seen much of Adam Strange. He's always out there being the hero, being the sci-fi.
Yeah, when the book opens, he's on Earth and the Zeta Beam isn't working. It's where he's supposed to find it to get picked up. There's something wrong. So we literally open with scenes of Adam Strange thinking about himself in outer space fighting space monsters and aliens, but he's actually in line at the DMV. So it's literally these great high stakes and the other mundane
minutiae
of day-to-day life. You know, picking up your laundry, throwing out the leftover Chinese food that's been in your refrigerator for 3 weeks. It's, you know, it's kind of a great metaphor because I live in Los Angeles and, you know, it's a city based on illusion. And, you know, I have lots of friends who are famous actors and you think their lives are going to be different, but you go to their house and like, oh, they're out of toilet paper and they need to cut the grass. And behind all this illusory superhero stuff or fame and that sort of thing, we all have the day-to-day stuff that we all have to do. And I think that makes these characters far more accessible because it makes them more relatable and more human with the shared experiences we have.
And you did also mention Hawkman as this alpha male. Is it going to be the kind of the savage Hawkman, the more kind of angry guy that we've seen, or is it more the classic? Or is it kind of an amalgamation?
This is Katar Hall. This is the one that we saw in the New 52. This is the Thanagarian, who's basically a space cop, and he's back on Thanagar, and he's
a hothead.
He's angrier now because he's now just a regular. You know, he's the equivalent of a beat cop. He's not the special, glorious warrior.
Right.
He's just another guy on this planet who's part of this race. And that is frustrating, you know, when your fame goes away.
What are you left with?
You know, you either have a good second act or you regret the stuff that's gone.
Right. Now, your artist on the series, Aaron LaPresti, how has the collaboration been?
It's been great. It's been great. I mean, I've always been a big fan of his, and this is kind of allowing him to stretch some muscles that he hasn't had to in a while. So I think people are going to be, the stuff that I've seen so far is spectacular. It's really, he's really going to the next level. I mean, his stuff's always been great, but because of the inherent craziness of a big outer space adventure book, it's allowing him to stretch his wings and real, no pun intended, and do some really great stuff.
Now, being that it's a limited series, have you found that, did you have it all planned out start to finish, or have you left room in there to kind of see where the story takes you?
Well, you know, the way I write is I figure out what the beats that I need to get apart, get across to an audience are in each issue, and the things that are absolutely necessary to be disseminated, and then the character stuff comes up as you're writing it. I mean, it's an old writer's cliche, but a lot of times when you start writing, the characters start writing themselves, and they take you in directions that you wouldn't. You know, I was surprised at how quickly I took to writing Adam Strange. Once I got that, oh, when he's behind the curtain, the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain is just a little man. That's a really interesting place to be in. And yeah, there are. I know what the main continuity affecting things need to be, but the stuff along the way, I tend to leave wiggle room for myself and for my artists. You know, an example I can use is in the first issue of Manhunter, at the trial of Copperhead, when he gets found not guilty, he's led out of the courtroom and he has a Hannibal Lecter mask over because he's a cannibal snake guy, and his tongue peeks out and wiggles at Kate Spencer, who's Manhunter. And I didn't write that. Jesus Saiz, the artist, drew that. And I was like, I'm going to take credit for that, Jesus. But I like collaboration. I come from theater, which is like 25 people saying, let's put on a show.
Right.
So, whereas I say film is 25 people saying, my trailer's too small. I like the collaboration. You know, there are certain things that have to be disseminated, but other than that, as long as we get to the ultimate destination, how we get there is open to interpretation and collaboration.
Sounds great. I can't wait for the book.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for your time.
Sure, no problem. Good meeting you.